AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump has filed a lawsuit seeking $10 billion in damages from the BBC, accusing the British broadcaster of defamation as well as deceptive and unfair trade practices. The 33-page lawsuit accused the broadcaster of splicing together two entirely separate parts of President Trump's speech on January 6, 2021, adding that it was done to intentionally misrepresent the meaning of what President Trump said. The president is blaming Rob Reiner's political leanings for the director's killing. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
On social media and without evidence, he blamed Reiner's outspoken opposition of him for the murder. Even conservatives and his own backers criticized the post. But hours later,
he was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned.
The president doubled down in the Oval Office.
So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country.
He did not mention his personal connection to Reiner's wife, who was also killed. Michelle Singer was a photographer who shot the cover image of the future president's 1987 book, The Art of the Deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
15 people were killed Sunday night by two gunmen during a Hanukkah celebration at Sydney's famous Bondi Beach. Australian Federal Police Commissioner Chrissy Barrett spoke at a news briefing.
Early indications point to a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State, allegedly committed by a father and son. There is no evidence to suggest other individuals were involved in this attack. However, we caution that this could change given it is early in our investigation.
More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on accusations against UPS of underpaying seasonal workers.
New York Attorney General Letitia James has filed a lawsuit accusing UPS of stealing tens of millions of dollars in pay from seasonal workers who help deliver packages during the busy holiday season. The lawsuit alleges that the shipping giant forced some workers to clock in well after their shifts began and deducted pay for lunch breaks they never took. The suit also alleges UPS repeatedly failed to properly compensate drivers' helpers, as well as seasonal support drivers who use their own vehicles to make deliveries. UPS issued a statement saying that it was aware of the lawsuit and says that the allegation of intentionally underpaying workers was unfounded. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.